Good morning. This is Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. While Argentinian artist Ana Maria Hernando now lives in Boulder, Colorado, she remains closely connected with South America. She continues to make regular visits to women on the continent who provide both inspiration and material for her works. I find Ana Maria Hernando in the middle of the Oklahoma Contemporary Art Center, overseeing the installation of her exhibit El Jardín Iluminado, or The Illuminated Garden. The large, pale walls are being filled with 7x10 paintings, and that's feet, not inches. The space-filling works are the first a visitor sees.
I like how they involve, you know, you are in front of it, and it's, they are so present, and it's right there. And also I made them thinking about this space. And I wanted the work really to welcome people and to a little bit of these flowers are so royal that I think they needed this big space.
Neon stripes outline the human-sized familiar flower forms, but they're empty, allowing the mind's eye to complete the picture. Near the large paintings on cheap white plastic tables in the middle of the room, it looks like dinner plates are lined up ready for a buffet, but they aren't vessels for a feast. Instead, they're destined for the wall, not the table.
What's inside, it's an embroidered pieces. I work with a group of women cloister nuns that they don't leave the convent in Buenos Aires. And I bring to them fabric and patterns, and they embroider them for me. And then I make these pieces. So these ones, I put the embroidered pieces in this case in resin. And the mold I use are different kinds of plates.
Ana Maria Hernando's work has an openness about it, a transparency. I can see through the resin pieces, and even the embroidered fabric trapped inside plastic is so thin you could read the Lord's Prayer through it. When placed against the white wall, the pieces float together in a pattern that amplifies their power, demonstrating the strength the nuns and Quechua women of the Andes Hernando works with have when they come together. The circular piece is a panko. It means circle of power.
You do laundry, and then you have to do it again, and you make food, and you have to do it again, and it's this invisibility, and it's, for me, what holds the world. So this loving way of being in the world attracted me to look more and to women's work.
And if Hernando's visual works fail to inspire, you can also try some of her poetry.
Dame flores, colgadas, ondulantes, con tallos atados al musgo de mi vientre santo. Mi corazón se acuerda de mí. Olor a pasto mojado, untame brisa oscura de la tierra tierna. Mis pies nadan, la lengua nada, como árbol con canto de pájaro. Give me flowers hung, rippling, stems tied to the moss of my holy insides. My heart remembers me. Smell of wet grass, spread me with the dark breeze from this tender dirt.
You can hear Ana Maria Hernando and her co-poet Kenneth Robinson read their works tomorrow at 11:30 a.m., and you can be part of the opening reception of Hernando's exhibit at the Oklahoma Contemporary at the State Fairgrounds from 5:30 until 7:30 this evening. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.